We keep it with wonderful events going on in our community as Lori Tobiasen joins us on behalf of Relay for Life here locally. Lori, it's good to see you back in the studio. How have you been?
It's been great. Thanks for having me again, Tristan.
I feel like it's been a while since we've seen you and we've talked a little bit about Relay for Life.
Yeah, it has been. September last year was when we had our event last year, so it's time to gear up and get back at it.
And we're bumping the event up a little bit this year as well, time-wise, and there's some other exciting changes that you and I were talking about off the air.
There definitely is, and we are bumping it up. We're going to start to do something a little bit different. We are going where the people are, and we are going to have our event on July 21st, and it's a Friday night, and we are going to partner up with the North Platte Plainsmen baseball team.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great event. Chuck and Maya have been wonderful people to be working with in getting this going. Very supportive on any of the ideas that we've had. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be having the baseball game, of course.
Sure.
Cheer on the Plainsmen. And we are going to be having interactive things throughout that evening as the game is going on. And then after the game's over with, we're going to bring out the luminaries to the infield and set them up so that people can walk around the luminaries. And then while that's taking place, we're going to be setting up a movie theater in the outfield, and we are going to be showing the movie The Sandlot.
Oh, a classic.
Yes, and it's their 30th anniversary for The Sandlot.
Are you serious?
Having coming out. Yes.
Wow. You just made everybody feel really old, Lori.
Well, yeah, I did.
What a great movie. What a great atmosphere that's going to be, too. And when it comes to cancer, everybody's been impacted. Rather, they've been a caregiver for somebody that suffered from a variety of cancers. Rather, they've an individual that maybe is in remission or suffering from the illness right now. Or they love somebody that's suffering with the illness right now or has suffered with this illness right now. It's a word that when you hear it, it has an impact for everybody. And it's a completely different impact for everybody as well.
And that's true. And it's amazing how many people you start realizing have been impacted with cancer. And the money that we raise from this event, it really does do a lot for cancer patients. Mm-hmm. It goes to cancer research. It goes to patient awareness, patient education. It also even goes to down locally in Omaha towards the Hope Lodge, where if you are a patient that has to go down there for any type of treatment or surgery or anything like that, because we can't do it here locally, they set you up for however long a time you need to be at that Hope Lodge. And some of the funds from what we raise will go towards that.
So like the Ronald McDonald House, but just for individuals suffering from cancer and
correct.
No age limit then.
Correct.
How
correct.
Cool. That is awesome.
Yes. And I personally have had two very, very dear friends who have actually used that Hope Lodge while they've been down in Omaha for their cancer treatments that they've gone down for surgery. And both families cannot express enough how wonderful of a place it is. And it really is great. They say it takes $83 a night to run the facility. So that's why it's really very important to raise money for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a facility, too, that I would imagine it's not about profit. They just want to break even.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, they've got staff on hand there to keep everything clean and checking you in, just like it is for a hotel, that kind of thing. But it takes a lot. I mean,
sure.
It really does. So.
So, Lori, for folks that haven't heard about Relay for Life before, can you tell us what is the event and how long has it been in the North Platte community?
Well, it's been in the North Platte community off and on for a good, well, I would say a good 20 to 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time period that we did not have a Relay for Life event here in the North Platte area. And then all of a sudden, about it was pre-COVID that we decided we wanted to bring it back. Well, then COVID hit and we had to do everything virtually.
Uh-huh.
And then we've had a couple of years now that we've been able to have the in-person settings and do the actual walks. We've had them downtown here, and the Downtown Association's been wonderful to work with. But it was just a little bit of a situation where we were not getting people to come to our event, to see what we were doing, things like that. So it's kind of like bringing Muhammad to the mountain. We're kind of doing that same thing. We're going to go to the people. And we know that the North Platte Plainsmen draw a lot of people in.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people. Chuck and Maya are great to work with. They've been really wonderful to help us come up with ideas of what we can do. that night they're going to have the players wear a special jersey that is just depicting Relay for Life.
That is cool.
And so then they'll do an auction of those jerseys after the game, and it'll be fun. It's just going to be a whole neat event.
If folks want to learn more about the event and maybe become involved with Relay for Life locally, how can they do so?
Well, a couple ways that you can do that is to find out about the event. You can go to Relay for Life of the Plains Facebook, and there I'm constantly posting the link to where you can go and buy the tickets. Or if you want to, you can go to the North Platte Plainsman's website, and that they have a link there for where you can go in and purchase the tickets there. The tickets are going to be $15 plus service fee for getting them online. And that $15 will get you into the game. It will get you a meal that night, and then it'll get you to the movie as well. But and then a portion of that $5 of that $15 will go to the Relay for Life.
Oh, cool. Lori, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Anything else? They can give me a call if anybody's interested in getting involved, being a part of it, or have any questions. Just give me a call at 308-530-3071.
Lori, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work that you and the team for Relay for Life do for our community and for all those that suffer from cancer and our loved ones as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tristan.